Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is Friday, December 24th. You're tuned in for the Neuro Alive Family Center's online tuning service. We will begin, as we always do, with the chapter 18 of the Quran. And then we will begin the Jummah Kubar at 2 o'clock, inshallah. So let me get back to my screen here so I can begin. And we will play this for about almost the first half hour. And then we will go to begin the Jummah Kubar at two o'clock, inshallah. So thank you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
Qayyiman liyunzira ba'san shadidan min ladun wa yubashshira al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran hasana.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say, five, their dog the sixth. Guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world. But the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book, meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah, and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds, the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever. And also to warn those who say, Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, "How long did you remain in this state?" The other said, "We remained so for a day or part of a day." Then they said, "Your Lord knows better how long we remained in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper." Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness there's no God but Allah, and there's none worthy of worship without Him. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prayers from the peace of Allah be upon him. Wa ala alihi and upon his family. Wa sahaba. Male and female. Ishmael by my back, and upon all of us under that special umbrella, the peace. The people of Muslim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May this God's peace be with you and his mercy and his blessing. This is our special time of the week. believers with believers. Yeah. The blessings are multiplied on this day. That's a good feeling. Yes. The Jummah, coming together, other believers. You got something on Facebook Live? Well, last week you went off on it for 5 minutes. So. But it's also you on the internet, too. We round down to the modern times. Those who know that language. That's right. So our greetings is peace. Not salam. It's as-salam. Yeah. Salam is okay. But as-salam is the best. Why? Because that is one of the attributes of Allah. Yeah? You got to think about these things sometimes. You become habitual. Assalamu alaikum. Take a smile. Assalamu alaikum. You got something, just tear it up. Maybe salam alaikum, salam alaikum. And you put on IQ on the end, so it's down there. Yes. But it's as-salam. As-salam, which is saying, God's peace be with you. We just raise the stakes. I didn't say Mikhail Salam, right? Mikhail Salam got a stopwatch. You can run out of time in a minute. So I can't call you to my peace. I call you to Allah's peace that He ordained. As-Salam. God's peace be with you. And then you sign on to the agreement, to the contract, and you say, Alaykum As-Salam. And the same greetings back to you. So we're here for peace. The peace that Allah has ordained. So dearly beloved brother we have, that's who I know, Imam Ibrahim Abdul Rahim in Toledo, Ohio. This brother only sends one text a week on Friday mornings. He make up for what the rest of the day is, right? But it's always good. It's always good, you know? I'm going to share with you what he sent this morning. He said, As-salamu alaykum wa jilu mubarak. The peace, goodness, successes, and security of today, if we have it, are or is due to the sacrifices, efforts, and work we did in the days of time past. Right here. If we are to have peace, goodness, success, and security in the future, it will be based on what we do in the present. Yes? Words of wisdom, right? Let us endeavor to reach into our souls and make today and the rest of our lives the best of our lives. We have to diligently work at what we hope for the future, and in doing so, the future becomes secure, or even more secure as we make the present. Have an awesome and a blessed and a safe Jummah. That's Imam Ibrahim Abdul Rahim, Toledo, Ohio. I told him, I said, brother, you should compile these into a book. And he said, you know, I was not the first one to tell him that. But in reading his words, I'm like, if we are to leave a legacy, it must be in continuity with the legacy we received because somebody came before us and made the sacrifice. They fought for the good. Allah tells us in the Quran, through 4 ayat 1, to have taqwa for him, right? Yeah. It says to have taqwa for him, wa ataqwa Allah, right, for Allah, alladhi tasaluna bihi. Then it tells us this also, il arham, and reverence, taqwa, for the womb. The womb, the woman's womb. Now, for us brothers And in particular, for those misogynistic, they have big words for saying they don't like women. Right? They misuse women. For those misogynistic Muslims, arrogant head Muslims, we got to think about this. Because Allah says reverence the womb, reverence him, and right next to it, he put the female in the picture. So what can Mr. Misogynistic do with that? Except quit misusing women. Prophet Muhammad said, peace be upon him. We know this. We say it as a reminder. Jummah is one big reminder. That's what it is. The prophet said, peace be upon him. Your mother, right? Then the mother. Then the mother. Then the father. And your other kinfolk if they fall in line. So if we are to build our community life going forward, we have to reverence the womb that bore us. The Quran says, the man and the woman come together. Yeah? And she begins to carry a heavy load. The man Muhammad said, but the man carries a light load, the firm. The woman carries the child. So if we are to be successful, and it is Allah's plan for the believers to be successful, we have to take into consideration and think about these things that Allah has put before our focus to be sacred, and it's the woman is always giving presence. Reverence the wounds, arham. Wounds would also mean blood ties. Blood ties. It also means kinship, because we're all related by the womb that bore us. Our focus is to look at this day, our turn. Brother Mel teased me this morning, white guy called. He said, that's the man. He needed gold. And my mental comeback was, I made it. I made it. Yes, basically. I said, man, you old. I said, I made it. But what about you? Come on. A lot of mercy for you as well. But it's our turn. This is our turn to appreciate the womb. Now, look at the womb to this higher level, community, the ummah, that womb that bore us. Allah says to have taqwa, a God consciousness, for the wombs, plural, beginning with your physical mama and your other mama. Your school is your mama's. Is it what it's called? Amma what? Mother. What is mother? Mother is mother. Yeah. Mother, material. Yeah. Doing your earth. Mother earth. You see the connection there? We got to reverence the physical creation. So our days will be long, right? The month. That's Bible, right? And when we abuse mother earth, she come back and spank us. They got all kinds of scientific names for it. Mm-hmm. Called a global warming. That's mama spanking there behind. That's what it is. Because we didn't ravage the womb that bore us. The rich folks manipulate, pump the oil, right? Cut down the trees. We come back and here comes the flood. Mama spanking us. Because we didn't ravage the womb that bore us. Yes. But now bringing it more home, bringing it more central to our situation here, right? Our evolving as a community, those who came before us, was a mother. But it's called nation. We got to look in two words,
Quit looking at words. Quit looking around words. Look into the word. What is nation tied to? Nature. Mother Nature. Nativity. Nate. See, you got that again? Nativity, right? Nature is talking about the mother. So the nation of Islam gave birth to us. We got to reverence that womb that bore us. Allah made it easy for us. We make it hard on ourselves. So Allah says in the Quran, Al-Bilahi Minashi, Bismillah Ramji, Ya Ayyuhal Nasu, Nas, he didn't say Mukmin, except mankind. Muslims. I thought the Quran was still for Muslims. If it was only for Muslims, it would say Muslims every time. Sometimes we talk about the bad people. Yeah, oh, you can't see room. Right? Then the other worse people. The hypocrites. Yes. The monophic. The hypocrites. Hey, talk to them. It would not be a book for all time if it did not address each one. Banning Israel by name. Al-Kitab, people of the book, by name. Ain't nobody will have an excuse on Judgment Day. So you left us out. Now you had to. I don't care what you may be or claim to be. The Quran talks to everybody. So here, this verse is speaking to mankind. Yeah, are you her nasty? At Takwala Rabbiku, Elizabeth. Reverence, O mankind, reverence the taqwa, your guardian Lord, who created you, nafsin wahida. Did it say wahid? That's masculine. You say wahida? That's feminine. Coming on back to the womb, coming on back to the mother again. We're talking about us recognizing the obligation upon our present generation to make a way for the next generation, because it is our duty and our obligation. We can't pass the buck to nobody else. It's our turn. And all we doing, what the brother was saying, and then Ibrahim was saying, he said, all we doing today, what is needed for tomorrow, taqwa. It is set to regard for family ties. Family ties. We got some super macho Muslims. We know we don't celebrate Christmas. We know that. But we respect those who do, especially if they're in our family. The blood ties. Yes? If somebody in your family want to give you a gift, good pleasure. It's the only way you're going to get to next year. Seriously. Yeah. Go talk to them. Go to the dinner. And see if they invite me to the Christmas party. Go to the Christmas party. Go. And enjoy yourself, too. Yes. You just go as a Muslim. And come back as a Muslim, too. Yeah, don't you catch yourself singing Jingle Bell sometimes? Don't you? Oh, you'd be happy to sing a song for you. Oh, you're singing Jingle Bell, Mary, and all that good stuff. But that's our community, our family, our loved ones. That's our community. And Allah says to reverence those ties, those sacred ties. Luqman advice to his son, right? It says, respect your mother and father, right? Obey your mother and father. But if they try to get you to go against Allah's rule, you say, oh, mama, dad, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't do that one, right? But I can do the rest of it. That's Quran, a wide open book for a wide open intellect with a sincere heart. Don't never mention your intellect, your brain power, and not based upon, protected by a good heart. That so-called intellect takes you right to hell with all your little bitty knowledge that you think is big. So always seek a lot of protection. Right, lads, is it Kalubana, right? So this family ties are very important. We have to maintain the family ties. Don't let anybody deny you your family connections. I close with another example. We know these things. I'm saying things you already know. But Rasulullah, the prophet, peace be upon the prophet, he had an auntie by marriage. She abused him terribly. You know the story, right? Yeah. Nighttime she laid entrails and harmful things in his pathway, knowing he came that way every night. His auntie. Then one, I guess she got tired of doing it. I don't know, she stopped. What did the prophet do? He was getting feel sorry. He said, maybe she's sick. I better go check on her. You know, see, and I say this often, also, we got to quit living religion through the rear view mirror. Everything you read was always back here. No, it's right now. There's somebody who has abused you or hurt you or called you names because you know, directly or indirectly, let me say something. Can we do how the prophet done? And go check on them? Yeah, family ties, community life, alhamdulillah. Allah bless us, guide us, have mercy upon us, forgive us for all of our sins, have mercy upon us, complete all of our shortcomings. Amen. Okay. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. What we have inherited, and I'm bringing this more specific to our community, the blessings that we have inherited are unique blessings, let me say it that way. Every community on earth, Allah gives a special blessing that the world needs and can benefit from. Not saying you put everybody in the same bag and how they think all black folks can dance. That's not always true, right? Yeah, that's not always true. Or all Chinese know karate or judo or something. That's not always true. All right, but we do get certain benefits from all the societies on earth. You wouldn't have not been born if it was not your time to be born. And if your time to be born, then Allah put in you a contribution to make individually and collectively to society. Say, well, that isn't wrong. Allah says to each of you is a goal to which He turns you. And thus said. All right? You didn't even turn yourself. Our Islamic community, the greatest contribution that we, I did write greatest. That's a big word, greatest. I wrote it, I'm stick with it. The greatest contribution that our Islamic community has to offer humanity is our insight into Scripture and into Revelation. But somebody say, you ain't been to seminary school. You didn't go to Al Azhar in Egypt. You didn't sit under the Grand Sheikh. That's our mercy. That's our mercy. Did Christ Jesus sit under his people that he taught? Did Muhammad sit under people? He taught? Did Moses sit under Pharaoh and be taught? No, no. Go, name any prophet. We have to look at the formula. So you're not been to seminary or school, or you don't know the Quran by heart, but what Allah has given us through Imam Zaki Muhammad, you know the source, I guess I want to say it because it's being recorded. Somebody may hear this next year. I'm going to make sure you know where it came from. The formulas that we have been given and the approach of applying the formulas is unique in the world. And though you may not have read everything or know everything in the Bible, Quran, but once you get it, if you keep to the discipline of the formula and the application of the formula, you will get insights in it. And Allah's eyewitness that the big shots don't have. You got multitudes of proofs. You know, sometimes you get one little proof, right? Yeah, but you got a pocket full of proof. You can pull both pockets out, back pocket in, and you say, yes. What's the next verse? I remember emailing you, Sir Shaw, but it's annoying. He was right under the table, at the table, of the Honorable Muhammad on a regular basis, right? And I think there's one particular person, I won't call his name, so I may get the name wrong, but they always had questions. So it came to the table. And Elijah Muhammad didn't stop him. You know the brother. He always had, he came in with a notepad. Right? And so he pulled out a verse from the Bible. He says to the Unbelievable, I make one up. Tell me what Matthew 17:17 says. Dear Holy Apostle, right? But he had it, right? He says, you tell me what it is, and I'll tell you what it means. You got that? That's opposition. You don't have to know all that yet. You want to read Hafiz Quran. Yes, we do. We need students of Hadith to know Hadith forward and backwards, and we're working towards that. But we can say this with conviction. If we keep to the logic, the thinking, the faith-based rationale, of the approach, the formula, you got from Imam W. Muhammad, bring it to us. Bring it. Any verse of the Quran, any verse of the Bible. What about Revelations? Will we go there too? If we keep to the logic, keep to the meaning, if we do that, we will be humble in that conversation. Never become the arrogant leader. You should make that an oxymoron. Arrogant leader should be oxymoron. But in the wicked world, it's not. But in the righteous world, it's true. It will come to send ambassadors, emissaries, to go and give a message to the prophet. And they walk in the room where the prophet was, they just say, well, which one is Muhammad? Now, if they see what was there, they couldn't tell the difference. Humble leader. Most of the times, you get there before you get to the castle. Now, you'd be better off than, excuse my expression, don't get married at me, but you'd be better off than Dorothy and Tim, man, trying to get into the castle with the wizard. You take up all these steps and all these rituals. You got to bow here and get there. Then you got to pay homage and kiss the ring. Right? It's like that now. I get put on Facebook for those who read my message. I should have bought this off my mind. But I paraphrased it. It was an Athens, Georgia, at a Ramadan session. February 95. And the man was teaching and teaching. And he paused while he was teaching. And he said, I have to tell you all this. I said, I can't take this to the grave with me. He said, if I don't share with you, he said, I should go to hell. Yeah. He said, that's right, I should go to hell. He said, these so-called saints in religion, these ulamas, these learned scholars, They answer your question according to what you put into the value of how you ask the question. If you ask the question showing that you got a little bit of knowledge, they're going to answer you back a little bit. He said, I don't do that. He said, I give it. And he said, and if a person show up on judgment day and they held back, you see a curious-minded brother, a curious-minded sister who really wanted to learn, but they didn't quite have the vocabulary to ask you. I'm paraphrasing them. It's what he was saying. They didn't have the grammar and the vocabulary to articulate it. So you dumbed them down to answer. So you had to answer. Such people deserve to go to hell. I thought about that for a while to dawned on me. That applies to all of us. Brothers and sisters. That old saying, each one teach one. But the arrogant leaders, they hold back. But the humble leaders, they flow like the water's lambs. The way that water comes from is desert. They are the people that say, well, how can he stand so long? It's a lot. Think he out. What's holding him up? The word of God. He stands for hours. So what is the message in that? If you want your life to be vertical, upright, keep to the word of God. Keep to the word of God. So these religious institutions, they are important. We're not playing down seminary, LSO. Those are very important institutions. But still we say that what we have in this little African-American Islamic community is the insights into the revelation and the scripture that Allah blessed us with. It's a big, good Muslim. But people want to quietly insert adjectives or noun. They want you to be a good Muslim like them. Be a good American. Be all you can be. And you go out there, be all you can be, and they say, oh, that's not what we meant. I know, that's why I'm doing it. If I'm going to be an American, I'm going to be an American. Based upon what my mind gets from the view of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. If I'm going to be a good Muslim, I'm going to be a good Muslim from reading the Quran and asking Allah to bless me, then you can teach me some things. I mean, I can learn from each other. But I'm not going to be a Pakistani Muslim or an Arabian Muslim. A good friend of mine, he hit me last week. I said this last week. You know I'm Muslim. And he going to say to me, Jesus Christ is the way, stuff like that, right? And I said, yeah, you're right. And my mom was telling me, my Jesus is not your Jesus. Along the way, we had the slave patient, Jesus, that they gave to us just enough to keep us on the plantation. As long as they're good. Then they gave us a Jim Crow, Jesus. Huh? And everybody's house in the South, in the North, had a picture of Jesus, JFK, and MLK on their wall. That's not my Jesus. Huh? And just bring it on down. They want to take every train and say, oh, come, this is for everybody. But, no, ain't no but here. It's and, A-N-D, why? Yes. And they will resist it and fight it. And if you give in, they're going to disrespect you. But when they fight to resist you and they tuss and you tuss back, they hit you, you were warriors of the fist, and you hear back. That's why they're going to say, damn. I got to respect them. And then after a while, they're going to say, I hate to admit it, but he got the better way. Or she got the better way. Isn't that true with all the prophets on the line? Against the wrongdoers? They hit and the righteous hit back? The one hit out of arrogance and hate and jealousy? And the righteous hit back, Bismillah, pow! Right? Yes! They say, well, what is righteousness? Righteousness is doing the right thing at the right time. Somebody hit you, what hit you is not righteousness. So I hit back. If someone give you a hug, it would be unrighteous to hit them. So you hug, you give them a hug. Everybody understand that? Everybody understand that? By nature. So they make us unnatural. They try to make us unnatural. And our soul can't get to your soul. They can only make you unnatural in fear. That's it. It says the Satan threatens you with poverty and hardship, type of fear in you. So you say, La ilaha illallah. I fear nothing but Allah. La shirika lah. There's none to fear besides Allah. I know they're going to say worship, but I'm trying to get to the point of what has and to a large degree continue to cripple us as a people. Fear and filth. And in my conclusion, fear is filth. Could make a gristle on the inside, on our mind. It says, boy, you've been brainwashed. And I said, well, mama, if that's my mind was, you should be happy. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Well, this is a short day. Awesome prayers around the corner. You bring us to an end, inshallah. We thank Allah for giving us the best. Think about that, dear believers. Allah did not give us anything second class. Nothing. Nothing. I got to end on this note. This is me, man, Muhammad. You got the alphabet, right? Q, U, R, S, T, U. Come on, I'm pointing at you, right? You. Right? V, W, two U's. Who made the second U? Shaitan. Right? That's right. W. You know double me. Allah made one of me. W. Yes, you fast in Ramadan to come back to the single you. You make Salat to come back to be in the single you. What is the single you? The original you. The original man. The original man. Yes, alhamdulillah. The banner lad is a gloom. Lay a defadetana. Muhammad and the Duke of Akhmada. In the care of Jawahab. Now, Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Now, since you have guided us right, but grant to us in your presence your mercy, for you grant without measure, without counting. Amen. Come to the Salat, be come.
The way to the last dinner of our campaign, the last to Allah, and start the last hour. We make our intentions to make sure our thoughts find the prayer in prayer to Allah be exalted. Thank you, my God. Allahu Akbar. الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر نفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ربنا أتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وإنا إلى الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فترين الصابرين وصرفنا المسلمين آمين يا فاتحة الرقابة بسم الله
آمين الحمد لله
الحمد لله see we have any announcements to make. And Sister Carol, she may be on. She may have an announcement to make. Yes. Okay. You want to welcome my brother now, Michael Thomas, his wife,
Thank you, Brady, man. My wife and I was hoping to come to visit with the daughter for the holidays. And you can't come to her in the vicinity of a master and not come in. The man, he was keeping so good, I was just enjoying myself. I almost jumped out of my seat there. And he was teaching good, too. He was getting good to him. He was just smiling and grinning. But that's what Al Islam does for us. The language of our Imam, Imam Waqi Muhammad, and Allah be pleased with him. That language is so unique, and it is. It catches us, and it is a spirit. It's a spirit that Allah has given us. He blessed us with that through our Imam. And whenever I speak, whenever I talk about our Imam. We should always speak about our Imam. You know, not that we're not speaking down on our prophet. No, we're not, but we're speaking up on our Imam because he blessed us with a gift, tremendous gift, that insight. An insight. And just in closing, Imam said one thing about that. Imam spoke to that. He said that your knowledge should not override your character. No. See, your character is override your knowledge. Isn't that true? Yes, because that's in our prophet, right? We know him by his knowledge first, right? We know him by his character. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
There's no weekend school until the second Sunday in January. I think he said the 9th or the 7th. So, okay, I think that's really it. Let's see, are there any more announcements? Yeah, we do talk to him on Tuesday, so I'm going to finish up. Did I hung up with a dissatisfied story Tuesday night? So, inshallah, I'll be like, I share every time. Yeah, we just, that's the way it is, you know. We got too much. We leave things hanging. And I don't like leaving things hanging. No. What's his name? Hell, go, lots of the election. Okay? Alhamdulillah. You gotta make it human, because they won't forget. Even if you say it, they'd be afraid of it. Alhamdulillah. Okay, any more announcements? Sunday? The broadcast Sunday? Yes, thank you. We got Sister Nadia Ahmed, the wife of Imam Qasim Ahmed. She's gonna be on, thinking about if they have classes to teach us to read the Quran, the Tajweed, and all that. But then the biggest part of the show, that's a group in New Jersey, a young brother's, main brother is Imam Mujahideen Muhammad, currently in Philadelphia. They got a group called New Freedom Exchange. But they're going to be speaking on, I guess dawned on me, what the Kubla was about, Imam Muhammad's community in the future. And these are younger leaders, Imams. I guess there's going to be some sisters there too, I'm sure. If not, they very happy. You know, as you said, we're getting older, you know. And we got to pass this on. We got to pass it on and pass it on how we got. And so that's going to be part two of the broadcast on Sunday. So I can send everybody the link if they don't have it as well. That's all I can think of with announcements. We should get the Muslim Journal. And we can always appreciate the guy. We always, yes, sir. The sick, yes.
I missed his call. I called back. He didn't answer. Yes. Okay, I see why he didn't call back. I was, you know, that's real. In this COVID situation, you know, I got my shots. I got my boosters. I one listen, got on me. But you got to tell both sides of the story. I'm like, I've been too many funerals to tell both sides of the story. Recent funerals. People younger than me. COVID got them. I think before this, because my mind gets down because I was speaking. And there are others as well. I mean, these ones that passed away. There's many, many more who I know. The people in our community know who I am right now. Got COVID right now. You know, I won't mention the names because it's just their business. But you know, because they're going on right now. You know, so you're free to make your own choice. But I personally, that I've seen too much. You know, to sit there and think it's from the flavor. I told you all this last year. What made me realize that COVID was real, when they shut out the NBA and the crowd was already in the arena. I said, they love money too much. I said, they'll say, wait, follow the money? Get people in the arena. Tell them, go home. You go down to the Olympics? Come on, that's a lot of money. So, you know, they all ain't losing money. They give some money, something wrong. You know, it's real. It's real. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Thank you all for Facebook friends. Okay. So, the I made the announcement. I guess I made it right.
Did she call back to you? Did she call back? I didn't make it up.
Can you hear me? Assalamualaikum.
Hold on.
Okay.
And I pray.
Go ahead.
Assalamualaikum. I just want to say the week in school will resume January 9th.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you. I think you told me a date, but I told you I was going to forget.
Well, beautiful.
Okay, January
9th.
Okay,
Alhamdulillah.
I mean, we cannot stop now. All right.
No, sir. Wa alaikum salam.
Okay. All right. We'll take now you're right, huh? Until you get into your business. Oh,